Hi everybody, I'm at FOSDEM, I'm at the Open QA and the Open Build Service booth, and I'm talking to OpenSUSE.
Yes, it's Richard Brown, the OpenSUSE chairman from the OpenSUSE project.
So tell me, what are these services? What are they for a start?
They're the secret source of the OpenSUSE project, really, and not just the OpenSUSE project. So the OBS, the Open Build Service, is our build system, building all of our distributions, including the enterprise SUSE distributions as well. And it's the only build system that is fully dependency aware. So it knows, it's trying to build a cohesive product. It doesn't just see a distribution as a pile of packages, but as an interconnected weave of things. So when something changes somewhere else on the stack, it knows when and where it has to rebuild everything. So it's always pumping out, in theory, ISOs and disk images that are, you know, a proper working distribution.
So for example, if I have just one text file that's local to my app, my app gets compiled. If it's the C library, then everything gets recompiled.
Yeah, exactly. So it takes care of that. But of course, building's great. But in reality, does it actually work?
Yes.
And in the past, this is something that every project and distribution has dealt with, and normally dealt with like with passive testing. Like, I'll just throw it out to the community, put it in some testing branch somewhere, and hopefully it'll work, and if nobody moans about it in 2 weeks, then we ship it. That's not good enough in this day and age, especially with something like OBS, where we're changing an awful lot of stuff all of the time. So OpenQA actively tests our software. It actively tests our distributions from the same perspective that a user is actually going to do. So it's actually firing up VMs. It's actually controlling real hardware. And then actually loading up the operating system, clicking on the same menu buttons the user's going to click on, typing the same thing the user's going to type, looking at the same screen, actually doing computer vision, OpenCV image matching of, does this have the UI elements I've been told to look for? And then driving through an installation or an upgrade, and then actually using the operating system and its applications the same way a user will. And if that all passes, then it's good enough to ship.
Could I use that then for checking websites and the like?
Yeah, totally, if you feel like it. In fact, we test OpenQA, which has a web UI, in OpenQA. So it's a little bit confusing when it's testing itself, but yeah.
That's more the human element. I'm sure it has no problem with it. And where do I... Open Build Service is something that's hosted by SUSE as a thing for the community.
So yeah, the Open Build Service is software which you can download anywhere. The Open SUSE Build Service is SUSE's sponsored instance for the community. So it's an installation which SUSE have, which anybody can use. But if you wanted to download OBS and run it up on your own servers, fine, have at it, have fun.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and in fact, lots of companies have Dell, Linux Foundation.
VLC. So just to clarify people, because every year we do the same interview, so we presume that people will know, but the Open Build Service, if I have a small little app, I can just upload it there and it will create not only the OpenSUSE RPMs, but...
You can make the SUSE RPMs, the SLE RPMs, you can build Arch packages, Debian, Ubuntu. I've lost track of the amount of distributions it's now. It's like up to like 32, 42 different distributions.
There was a Debian package produced by Open Build Service.
Yep.
Can I sneak that into the Debian repository, or have they got more requirements?
But if you build it properly, then it'll be submitted and accepted fine. I mean, there's no reason why not.
Yeah. So with zero knowledge whatsoever, you can maintain your package.
Yeah.
That's actually excellent for another thing that I intend to do.
Cool.
This Open Build Service sounds really cool. Open Build Service, that's really cool. Moving to the Open QA, which I was then pointing at.
Yeah.
How do I get that? What do I need?
There's no public instance for people to dive in and use in the same way as OBS. You can see openqa.opensuse.org, which is our public instance. You can see openqa.fedorahosted.org, which is the Fedora project instance, because we're not the only people using it.
We can download the software, run it internally.
And you can go to open.qa, that's where the software is, that's where the source code is. It's also where all the sources for our tests are, so you can see actually how we've written all of those tests for OpenSUSE and even the SLE stuff. Like, we're not shy, SUSE aren't shy with hiding the enterprise stuff away.
Is it difficult to write a new test?
Not really. It's got its own kind of bespoke domain-specific language, which, especially if you're a sysadmin with kind of a Perl history, it's really familiar. But if you don't like Perl, we've abstracted most of that away now, so you know, it's semantics, but really, in reality, there's effectively a macro language of type a string, check a screen, assert the screen, so, you know, check and fail if it's fatal, that kind of thing. So there's a, you know, a little bit of an API you've got to learn. Once you've learned those commands, you can write very nasty tests just by arbitrarily running those commands, you know, macro style. If you then want to get fancy and start programmatically doing stuff like look at the screen, check for this element, if this element there, go off and do crazy stuff, we've got all that power in there too. So you can do really dynamic tests of actually reacting to stuff you might not be expecting, and then have OpenQA still work. So we can teach OpenQA to like work around its own bugs and that kind of thing.
Okay, fantastic stuff. I will definitely be looking at that because I have a requirement in work for automated testing. Thank you very much for taking the time and enjoy the... Anything cool coming up with OpenSUSE related to these projects yourself?
The main cool thing at the moment is sort of Tumbleweed, where, you know, our rolling distribution, which is kind of the embodiment of those two technologies, being, you know, done full blast. Of course, we've got Leap, which is our enterprise-based community distribution. And we've got an interesting challenge coming up at the moment because 42.3, so the third iteration of the SLE 12 based Leap, is on the way this year, and in parallel we're developing the new code base for SLE 13/Leap 43. So it's going to be a really busy year for us doing kind of two code bases in parallel, and we'll be leveraging all these tools, because if this stuff doesn't work the way I just said it did, we're screwed. Yeah.
Okay, excellent. And thank you very much from the community for providing the open build service and the software.
Yeah.
All right, enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you very much. Cheers.